This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Good evening, welcome. It's Leicester Fan TV. It's Monday night at 7:30. My name's Phil. If you're watching this live, as ever, we want your views, we want your comments. We can't do the show without everything you guys want to talk about. I'm going to be joined by Andy, a Leicester fan, also part of Distillers Direct. We've got a great new competition which I'll be sharing with you very, very shortly, so get ready to enter that and find out how you can win £50 club voucher and also a bottle of Bandeiro, all thanks to the guys at Distillers Direct. We're also going to be joined by Glenn, who is a Saints fan from the Total Saints pod, I believe, so hopefully he'll be joining us very, very shortly. Get your views in, get your comments in. We can look a little bit back to the win on Saturday against West Brom. Were we lucky? Thank God for Hamza. Do you want to talk about that? Really? We've got Leeds kicking off in 28 minutes. Come on, Borough. And then we've got tomorrow night. We've got the Saints coming to the King Power. So much to talk about in tonight's show. Make sure you get your views in, get your comments in. It's all about what you want to talk about.
The Leicester City machine is on the march again.
Leicester Fan TV presents a variety of content, like fan discussions, match analysis, and engaging with Leicester fans worldwide. We want your views live. Thanks to our sponsors, Evrods, Follow Blinds, Pucker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Co., and the Fox's Arms and Rainbows. We are live in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, good evening. Welcome. My name's Phil. This is Leicester Fan TV. Don't forget you can follow us on all these channels at Leicester Fan TV. But don't forget tonight is all about what you want to talk about. Get your views in. Get your comments in. Good evening, Mick. Hope you're well. Good evening, Maz. All good here. Rich is watching. Thank you. He says, good win for Leicester City against West Brom on Saturday. We need Leeds United to lose tonight. If my maths is right, Richie, Leeds lose tonight. May not happen. If we beat Southampton tomorrow again, may not happen. We will be promoted by 10 o'clock tomorrow night. We could be all celebrating down there at the King Power. On YouTube, Clib01 says, a big thanks to the Birch Dacker and Big Harry for visiting patients and staff at the Bradgate Mental Health Unit last week. Great afternoon. Thanks for telling us about that. I didn't know that had happened, so that's great to hear that the Birch and gang have been down there. Andy says, it was a tough game on Saturday. We should have been 4-1 down. I think we were lucky, Andy. Listen, if I was a West Brom fan, I think they'd all be walking out there going, how do we not at least get a draw in that? But, hey, listen, we've had other games where you think, why didn't we win that? So we just have to take it. Bubba, watching out in the United States of America, says, hard to believe we could get promoted tomorrow. I know, suddenly it's come out of nowhere again. Although I suppose when we're 17 points clear, maybe maybe it was on the cards then, Bubba. He says, with a little help from Middlesbrough, hard to believe given our form in the past few weeks and months in there. Terry, good evening. Hope you're well. Auntie Karen, hope you're well. Good evening to you. Tomahawk Eye, good evening. Keep getting your views in. Patrick, hope you're well. Bristol away should have been a 4-1 up. Swings and roundabouts. I think that's how it is. We're going to speak to Glenn from the Saints, Total Saints pod. I think that I'm saying that right. They obviously went away and lost at Cardiff, which was a bit of a surprise. I saw a lot of Saints fans grumbling about that. It seems to be the way this season. Where is Lox? Watching Leeds with Joe, hoping for a Leeds win. Probably is, Dale. Lox is not here tonight. Sorry, it's me. And it is going to be Andy and Glenn. So I'm going to add them in. Keep getting your views in. Keep getting your comments in. Let's add Andy first of all. Good evening, Andy. How are you?
I'm not too bad yourself, Phil.
I'm very good, Andy. Let's just start briefly before we add Glenn in. Just a quick look back, Andy, on Saturday. Were we a little bit lucky, or were we just going to take that?
We'll take it. We'll take anything, won't we? Lucky, maybe, or were we just that good defensively? I mean, Hamza had the game of his life, didn't he? So it's one of them. Should we have walked away with 3 points? Probably not in the eyes of West Brom fans, but I'll take it. I'll take it any day of the week.
Yeah, I think we need that. Craig says, come on, Leicester. Hello, all Leicester City fans. Of course, we want to talk about the team selection tomorrow. Something we put out earlier, Andy. Hamza did have a great game, probably the greatest game he's had for Leicester. Some of his clear-ups at the back, you could argue Hamza slightly maybe caused some of the chaos at times that was going on. We put out a debate earlier on the channel and said, who would you play tomorrow night, Hamza Choudhury or Ricardo Pereira?
Can you really take Choudhury off right now after that performance? No. We've done this before, Phil, when we said stick with what we've already had, and then we're completely proven wrong the next day, weren't we? And then went and lost to Millwall. So I can see Ricky P coming into the frame tomorrow, starting, and Choudhury sitting on the bench personally.
I mean, everybody who's watching this, I think it's a great question, because normally this season you'd say, look, Ricardo Pereira goes back in there straight away, but Hamza was man of the match and played fantastically in defence. And I think with Cody, Andy, was that bit of grit that seemed to get us over the line yesterday. I think on Saturday. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. I think Cody said exactly what you expect. We need that determination. The lads, you know, need to be putting their bodies on the line and stuff like that. So it definitely worked for us. But this is quite quick turnaround into tomorrow night's game. So I can see probably quite a few changes for the ones that didn't start didn't come on. That's why I think Ricky P will come on, and we'll see some of the lads start, like Cody and that, drop to the bench for tomorrow night's game and probably get 20 minutes tomorrow.
Yeah. Scott says here, Scott Chapman, watching on Facebook, says Hamza was fantastic and put out a lot of fires. He did start some of the fires himself. I know, Scott, I totally agree with you. There was one where you're going, what a save. But if you watch it back on the replays, you go, maybe Hamza started to cause that one in there. Ian says, get Ricardo both start in there. Andy Medhurst says Cody was vocal at the back. Keith says Hamza brings a bit of spark to the team that Ricky maybe has been missing in there. Andrew Turlington goes on to say Hamza is great when the chips are down in there. A lot of people backing, I think, Hamza. We had a few people say, how can you put that as a debate, Ricky P or Hamza? But I think it is a valid debate after everything we've done, Andy, isn't it?
Oh yeah, 100%. It's a valid debate to have. It's like, you know, do you take a lad off who's just had a performance like that, or do you go with the ever stable workhorse that is Ricky P? And it's nothing against Hamza. I'll be choosing Ricky P tomorrow just because of how quick the turnaround is. I mean, you know, this is our game in hand, and after that, it's another two more cup finals. Hopefully it's a cup final to win the championship in the next two games after tomorrow. But you still don't know how this season's going to go, do you? Even with this little amount of games that are left.
Well, I'm going to add in Glenn now. Glenn, hopefully give us a thumbs up if you're ready to come in. I think he is. Let's add him in. Glenn, good evening to you. Glenn, first Hello. Of all, introduce yourself and tell us the fanzine, the podcast that you're from, please.
I'm a contributor to the Total Science podcast, have been for the last 3 or 4 years. I also write my own blog called League 110, which I started about 15 years ago. And that's a written thing. And yeah, that's turned into a bit of a monster as well. I sometimes wish I could stop that, but I've got too many people to read it, unfortunately. So yeah, Total Science podcast is where, so we go live on YouTube, usually at 7:15 on a Sunday, but we are doing midweek ones as well, because obviously there's a lot of midweek games in the championship now, and we've had a bit of a fixture pile up from hell the last sort of month or so. So we've been picking and choosing the more important games, and obviously tomorrow's one is one of them, but sadly not quite as important as it might have been if we hadn't made a big mess of the weekend.
Well, indeed, Glenn. I mean, Leicester fans watching this, what would you like to ask Glenn about Southampton? I mean, my first question to you, Glenn, probably is, I mean, Leicester have been Jekyll and Hyde since Christmas. Southampton,
yeah,
fantastic run, then dropped off a cliff, fantastic run again. And then what happened on Saturday at Cardiff?
Basically, even though I think we're the top scorers in the league, we should probably have about 30 more goals than we've got. We create so many chances, and at our best, I think our best level is better than anyone's in the league, but we struggle to do it for 90 minutes, and we're too soft. And as soon as the opposition have a little bit of possession in the game in our half, then we tend to let in goals. Usually you look at some of the games that we've like drawn, for example, we've had 75% possession and we've had 10 shots. The other team have 25% possession and they've had 10 shots. So it doesn't always convert. I mean, Shea Adams and in particular Adam Armstrong have got what looks like a fair few goals this season. But honestly, they should have 10 more each. We missed so many chances, and that's what happened on Saturday. I mean, we were playing Cardiff youth/reserve team. You know, they had loads of players injured, and it really looked like men against boys from the start. We scored early, and we had probably 6 really good opportunities to get that second goal. The two players I mentioned missed some. David Brooks had an open goal twice and didn't shoot. You know, so it's just inexplicable. And then the other team have a little bit of pressure at the end, and we're soft, and we let in goals, and that's basically what's happened.
Yeah, Terry says here, sounds familiar, Glenn. Andy, what Glenn's describing there from Southampton sounds very familiar for Leicester this season, doesn't it? At times,
it definitely does this side of Christmas, doesn't it? It's just opportunities, isn't it? You've got to take them. I was listening to some of the Facebook guys from Southampton, and they said that it really was just came down to chances, and you didn't be able to bury them. I mean, you look at the stats, and you know, you'd expect that from a winning side, wouldn't you? But no disrespect to Southampton, we know how good they can be, and that's why they've been in the mix. But yeah, it's very reminiscent of how we've gone into the second half of the season, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it's been a tricky one for both teams, Leicester and Southampton. Again, I think we were building up, Glenn, to this game being critical for both teams. And it still will be, I think, for both teams. But do you feel like do you feel the edge has gone? Do you think you are now
I think
it probably is a scrap for second, or maybe it is playoffs?
Well, if you rewind to before the games that we've just had, your win against West Brom and our defeat against Cardiff, if you rewind to back before those, I was here thinking Leicester will probably get a point against West Brom because they're not playing particularly well at the moment. We'll beat Cardiff and we'll go into this game against Leicester and it'll be huge. You know, it'll be a massive... I think we could have, you know, depending on tonight's result, we could have even gone top, believe it or not, if the results had all gone our way. And of course, they've gone the complete opposite way. And suddenly we're looking at it thinking, well, we're out of it now. Like we were when we lost to Ipswich a few weeks ago and in the last minute. And that looked to be the end of it then. But we reckoned without sort of like all the top three teams basically having a mare for a couple of weeks, and none of them won, and we won three games, and all of a sudden we were back in the mix. And it's typical Southampton. It's kind of the history. Whenever we're at the point of actually achieving something, like, you know, breaking into the top two, or last year getting out of the bottom three, or years gone by getting into a European place, every time we get to that sort of point where we're just about to achieve something, the bed gets messed basically, and we end up not doing it. So I was dying for this game to be a massive sort of winner take all type thing, but I don't really think it is now. Even if we win, yes, it'll make everybody nervous with Leicester, you know, at Leicester. But I mean, you've got two games, who are your last two fixtures? They're kind of winnable, aren't they?
We've got Preston away and Blackburn at home. They're both very winnable games.
We played Preston a couple of weeks ago after they'd lost to Norwich, and they were quite frankly the worst team, one of the worst teams I've ever seen. They just couldn't be bothered, didn't lift a leg against us. And so I think obviously you want to get the job done as soon as possible. You want to win the game on Tuesday, and then you're virtually up. But I don't think Tuesday is the be all and end all for Leicester. And for us, we could win all three games now and still not make it. So it's been tainted a little bit for me anyway by the results that happened at the weekend, ours in particular.
Andy, I'm going to talk to Glenn in a minute about Jay Adams and the threat that he's going to pose. But I want to start with us first, with Leicester strikers. I think the big question I'm just about to put on screen, and I want people to put in the comments tomorrow, and this, I'm being serious with this question after what happened on Saturday again, is do you start with Vardy again? And can he play two games in almost, what would it be, 24, 48, about 60 hours between games? Can you start Vardy again, or do we have to play Patson Daka, Andy? Where would you go if you were Enzo with that? Do you just say, come on, Vardy? And it's the last three games of your career probably at Leicester. Pull your shirt on and your boots on. We need you, mate.
I think that's probably already Vardy's mindset, to be honest. He wants the minutes. And if this is his last three games, obviously this has not been confirmed yet, but you know he'll do anything for the club. And he probably be in Enzo's ear right now. He's like, you need to start me. You know, I don't want Daka this time. I don't want him to come on. If they're going to choose anybody, I'd say Cannon. But no, Vardy's got to start. Vardy's got to start. This game's too crucial not to have him starting. He's the GOAT at the end of the day, isn't he? So he's got to start.
So Andy there, everybody watching this, Andy would go for Jamie Vardy. I would go for Jamie Vardy. I think, listen, he's got potentially left of this contract, it's Southampton, it's Preston, it's Blackburn. This is where Jamie Vardy just does the final bits for us. It was fantastic on Saturday that he got that header. The 3 points are vital. I've got no problem if it is Daka, but I really think Jamie Vardy sets the scene from the start for us. It'd be really interesting to get what your opinion is. It. Carlos says, is Daka our only other option? It feels like that, Carlos, because again, he was the player who came on. Andy says maybe start Cannon and bring Vardy on. Andy, I definitely hear what you're saying there. Scott says if Vardy can't play two games, I'd rather start Cannon or Iheanacho in there. GPM more on YouTube says get Vardy in all day long there. But LCFC Gray says Vardy won't start because he can't play two games in 3 days is what he's trying to say there. Glenn, I will ask you about Che Adams. I believe Che Adams is even from Leicester. I don't know if you know much about Patson Daka or Jamie Vardy. Who would you fear starting for Leicester?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say when you were having the conversation. If you imagine yourself as a Southampton defender, who would you least like to be playing? You know, you'd rather play against Patson Daka every day of the week. So for me, I'd be amazed if Jamie Vardy doesn't start. I've always quite liked Iheanacho. I know it's different when you're the fan of the team he plays for. But I've always thought he was a good player going back to his Man City place. So you know, I don't know if he's sort of playing many games for you at the moment, but I've always quite thought he was quite a good player. I mean, Vardy is obviously not what he was. I mean, how far off his peak is he? I know, obviously, you're 37. You're not going to be as quick as you used to be, but is he? I mean, if you're in the Premier League now,
still looked fast.
He would be playing, would he? Yeah.
I tell you what, Glenn and Andy, I'd be interested in Andy's thing. If we got promoted, and if Vardy would take a massive pay cut, because he's on tremendous money, Glenn. If Vardy was to take a massive pay cut, I think I'd give him a 1 year extension, even in the Premier League next year, Andy, just to have around the club and have on the bench. If the price was right, and I think he could do one more season. I really do, and get maybe 8 or 10 goals from the subs bench potentially, Andy.
Yeah, I agree. Vardy's done enough for the club, made the club stupid amounts of money. Since 12 years he's been with us now, and I mean, £1 million non-league striker to where he is now, 12 years staying with the club, you've got to honour him in that sort of way. If we do give him another extension, I want him to be signed to coaching badges, because him as an attacking coach would be great for this club, great for our younger players. So I want to see it. I think even if it was put on the table, he'd sign it without a second thought about it. He would sign it. So I want Vardy to stay. And I think he could do it part-time in the Premier League, to be honest, because he's an absolute menace. He still is a menace now. And yeah, he might have dropped up a little bit of pace, but he's still quicker than someone my age. I'm 35, he's 37. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a world-class footballer, but he's quicker than some strikers out there still now that are in their 20s. So give him that contract. Definitely do it.
Well, Andy, I'm nearly 30 and I am a world-class striker. So are you, aren't you, Glenn?
No, I was a very average defender 30 years ago.
Glenn, two questions. Yes. Scott has just asked you, Glenn, do you fear Yannick Vestergaard?
Vestergaard, we know, I mean, as Saints fans, we had him for 3 years, I think it was. We know what he can do. We know what he can't do. So he's not what I worry about when I look at your team. Your defence, to me, on paper, looks not great. So, because to me, Fass has always got a rick in him, and you know, that's the area of the team I think we can get at. But I look at your midfield, you know, and it's Ndidi, Winks, and Dewsbury Hall, and I just think that's a Premier League midfield, you know. So that does sort of worry me. And the player that does worry me is Mavididi, because he was brilliant when we played you at St Mary's. So yeah, hopefully he has a stinker. But you know, long answer to the wrong question. Vestergaard, no, do not fear Vestergaard. He's probably going to score a header against us. I mean, it'd be interesting to see him play. I mean, it's quite a nice sort of redemption arc he's been on this year, isn't it? Because obviously he was training with the youth team, and you know, Brendan Rodgers wanted to punt him out of the club if he possibly could. So, it's quite good that he's had a full season. But
I do have to thank you, Glenn, because you probably have put the kiss of death on it for your own team that Yannick Vestergaard will score against you now. He doesn't score many for us, much as you think a big 12-foot-tall striker should get the odd goal from a corner. Never seems to happen. I did want to ask you about Che Adams. Is he... Yeah. The biggest threat from your side, or is there somebody else we should be talking about, Glenn?
It's Che Adams and Adam Armstrong. Now, up until the Cardiff game, the two of them had hit form together. And the two of them are, you know, in the past, they've been very good at championship level. Adams with Birmingham and Armstrong with Blackburn. Both scored 20-plus goals in this division before. Neither really set the Premier League alight when we were there. So There was the hope that they would do well this year. Che Adams is in the last; he's winding his contract down. So there have been periods of this season where you kind of question how much he's actually cared and how much he's actually put in. But he's put together a run of games up until the Cardiff game, where he was looking really good, and he's a big, strong lad. Well, he's not particularly big, but he's just built and he's strong and he holds defenders off when he's playing well. The trouble is with Che Adams, he's maddeningly inconsistent, sometimes within the course of the same game. He had one game a few weeks ago where it honestly looked like he'd never played football before. It was like we trampoline for boots, you know, the ball was flying miles, just useless. And they took him off. But at half time, but the bottom line is we're a better team when he plays because he's the only player we've got who can really play that number nine role. When you move Adam Armstrong there, it doesn't quite work because he's just too lightweight and gets knocked off the ball. But Che, when he plays well, is an absolute menace for defenders. And he's got to have his mind on it. And you would hope, with his sort of Leicester connections being from there, that he would put in a performance. Chances are he's only got 3 games left for Saints. So, you know, he sees himself as a Premier League footballer. I don't really think he is. If he was consistent and he could play at his best level for 90% of the time instead of 40% of the time, then he would have left last year when he only had a year on his contract. You know, he's in the Championship for a reason. And, you know, teams were interested, but no one come up with the money. And I think we were only asking sort of 15 million quid. But Brentford was sniffing around, and yeah. Everton and Wolves. So he is a danger at this level. He may cause you problems, but he equally might not. And if you keep him on his left foot, he can't do anything.
Yeah, Philip Howard says here, Che, the Thurnby Lodge boy, will be wanting to score against us. Andy, I always like what I see Che Adams when he plays against us. I always feel he has a good game against us. He's one of those players who I don't know if it's because he is from the Leicester area, seems to like to put a shift in, Andy. Do you fear
he scored? He scored twice against you last year, didn't he?
He did score twice. Yeah, he did. Just want to put something to bed. I've just found out what one of his middle names is, and it's Everton. So I think he's an Everton fan, not a Leicester fan. No, he is a threat. I agree with what Glenn was saying. When his head's on, he's a cracking striker. But Premier League, probably with a team that's going up or the bottom five, sort of, that's his calibre. I mean, what is he now? Is he 27 or 28?
It's about 27.
He's getting to that.
So he's
getting into his prime now, isn't he? Where he needs to make a statement now. If he's winding down his contract, where's that move going to come from? But he is a threat. But if his head's on tomorrow, he's an absolute threat, and we need to be putting players on him. And then he mentioned Armstrong as well. If those two are connecting with each other, we've got a bit of a battle on our hands there as well. But we've got the same our end with Fatawu, Mavadidi, and hopefully Vardy playing up front. It's a threat to Southampton. But yeah, careful of Che. Hopefully he has a bad game tomorrow. I hope. But if he don't, we could be in trouble.
Glenn, I'm going to let you go in a minute, but just before I let you go, give us a score prediction, please?
I think the way Saints are going at the moment, when there's a bit less pressure on, we tend to do okay. And I think having messed up the game on Saturday, we'll go into this with a bit of freedom about us. Leicester, you got the job done against West Brom. Not quite sure how. I did watch a bit of the game, but you got the job done, which is obviously the quality you need at the top of the league. But I'm hoping that the nerves kick in tomorrow for you guys because you're sort of within touching distance now. So I'm going to go for a little 2-1 win for us. But I'm hoping I'll caveat that with if Flynn Downs plays, I'll go for a 2-1 win for us. If he doesn't, then I think you'll be celebrating getting promoted on Tuesday.
Let's hope so. Glenn, just remind everybody before we let you go, your podcast and where people can follow you, please.
Yep. So my Twitter handle is, it's not called that anymore, is it? The X handle is at L1-10, which is named after my blog. Podcast is Total Saints Pod. You've got it written up there, at Total Saints Pod. On X, we're on all the usual social channels, including the ones that I know nothing about because I'm too old, like Twitch and all that sort of stuff. So we're all over the place, and the pod's going from strength to strength, even if the team isn't right now.
Brilliant! Thanks so much for joining us, Glenn. We'll see you very soon, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers. Enjoy the game. Ben. Thanks a lot to Glenn for joining us. Andy, we're going to finish off here. We're going to get some score predictions in. But, Andy, we're doing a fantastic competition with you guys from Distillers Direct. We've got a special discount code, which I'm going to put on screen. So if anybody wants to pick up any drinks or booze or anything for a party, all you have to do is use the code FOXES10 at distillersdirect.com and you can get 10% off. But even better than that, we've got a shirt to give away. Now, Andy, I don't know if you've seen this video, but I'm going to play and I'm going to hide behind the sofa when I watch this video. Okay, so this video will tell you how you can win 50 quid to spend at the club shop and a bottle of booze from the guys at Distillers Direct. So watch this and enter now.
Really, it's competition time. We've teamed up with the guys at distillersdirect.com and we've got some fantastic prizes for you to win. Really, what have we got?
You've got this to win.
Wow, that, £50 to spend at the club shop, and what else?
And that.
A bottle of that? Well, you can get that thanks to the guys at distillersdirect.com. Really, what would you spend 50 quid down at the club shop on?
Well, maybe one of these shirts.
One of these? Okay, Reedy. Now we've changed, that shows you, you can buy a retro shirt, you can buy this year's shirt, they're on special offer, I think, or you can even save it and buy next year's shirt, or something like this from the Art of Football. Whatever it is you want to spend 50 quid down at the club shop, thanks to the guys at distillersdirect.com. Now you enter on the website, so click on the link and answer the simple question. And the simple question is, what player's name is on the back of this shirt? Me and Reedy can see it. I tell you what, probably give you a clue. Greatest of all time, who would that be? Here you go. Enter now, and thanks again to Distillers Direct. Don't forget, use the promo code and save 10% off. That promo code, Reedy.
Yes, that one right there.
I told you it was cringy.
That's quality.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to do something to make people look. Yeah, but yes, listen, the thing is, if you want to win £50 to spend down at the club shop and a bottle of Bandero, I've not tried a bottle of Bandero before, but it sounds nice. All thanks to the guys at Distillers Direct. And don't forget, there is that promo code, FOXES10. You can use that. So, Andy, who is from Distillers Direct, thanks for joining us tonight and give us your views. Score predictions then, Andy, for tomorrow.
No, this would go quite boring. 2-1, Leicester.
I'll take Vardy. That. We'll all take that, Andy.
Yeah.
It's going to be close. I can see Andy is already like all of us now. I can see people are going to go and watch the game, aren't you? You've got Borough against Leeds on. What's your take on that game as well, Andy?
It's a big one, isn't it? Borough are a decent side. We know that. Well, so we lost twice to him this season, but yeah, I'm hoping and praying that it's a win to Borough. I don't want to put a score prediction on it, but we know what Leeds can do as well, because they've done it. These are the two clubs that have done us twice this season. Well, two of the clubs that have done us twice. But I've just noticed something, Phil. This is starting to peel off. Is that a sign? Is it?
Andy.
Let's hope so.
If the result goes right tonight, if Borough win and we win tomorrow night, we're promoted. It's as straightforward as that. So, Andy from Distillers Direct, also a massive Leicester fan, thanks for joining us. We'll see you very, very soon. Thanks, Andy. So, Andy's gone. Don't forget, if you want to enter that competition, you can. And don't forget, again, we've got tickets. Armageddon on May the 17th. I'm going to put a link in for that as well if you want to go and see the darts there. We've got a new competition starting for that this week, so we're giving away loads and loads of stuff. So thanks to Matt from MDA Events for that. Thanks to Distillers Direct. And I'm also going to add into the Distillers Direct competition a bottle of this. Do you fancy winning that? So these, have you seen these? They're very special. It's a bottle of Jameson. Limited edition shirts featuring bespoke shirt designs. It's pretty nice, though, isn't it? So I'm going to add that in, and we're going to do a competition on that as well. So if you want to win that, check out the website. All these competitions will be up there. The Distillers Direct one is already live up there. The Jameson one will get going this week, and the Armageddon one again. So listen, let's all head over to Sky and watch the football. We'll see you tomorrow night down at the match. Come and find us at the King Power. It could be all ours. I'm going to play that cringy video one more time. Oh dear, I can't even...
Reedy, it's competition time. We've teamed up with the guys at distillersdirect.com and we've got some fantastic prizes for you to win. Reedy, what have we got?
You've got this to win.
Wow, that, £50 to spend at the club shop, and what else?
And that.
A bottle of that? Well, you can get that thanks to the guys at distillersdirect.com. Reedy, what would you spend 50 quid down at the club shop on?
Well, maybe one of these shirts.
One of these? Okay, Reedy. Now we've changed, that shows you. You can buy a retro shirt, you can buy this year's shirt, they're on special offer, I think. Or you can even save it and buy next year's shirt, or something like this from the Art of Football. Whatever it is you want to spend 50 quid down at the club shop, thanks to the guys at distillersdirect.com. Now you enter on the website, so click on the link and answer the simple question. And the simple question is, what player's name is on the back of this shirt? Me and Reedy can see it. I tell you what, probably give you a clue. Greatest of all time, who would that be? Here you go. Enter now, and thanks again to Distillers Direct. Don't forget, use the promo code and save 10% off. That promo code, Reedy.
Yes, that one right there.
Yes, there you go. Win yourself a shirt, 50 quid, bottle of booze. What more can you want? Oh, how about win the championship? Let's see if we can do that well, get promoted tomorrow night. I'll see you down at the King Power. Come on, Borough. Come on, Leicester.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, Everards, Barlow Blinds, Booker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Cow, The Fox's Arms and Rainbows. Run by the fans, for the fans. Follow us on socials at Leicester Fan TV and visit leicesterfantv.com for all the latest news, views and videos.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.